Tuesday. 20 minutes past 8 and you're on 88 FM. Welcome to your Tuesday. Welcome to the show if you're just tuning in. And we're about to get into a cool chat with my regular weekly guest, Mr. Barry Chapman. Chapman Plumbing. And a man with more than a few titles. I mean, I could really blow the balloon, but we're just going to say, how's it, Barry? How you doing? How's your Tuesday, man?
No, lekker. No. Things are lekker in Belito at the moment. Hey, the weather's been treating us. The ocean's been absolutely
gorgeous,
exquisite.
And, hey, listen, I believe that you haven't had too much time to appreciate the ocean and the finer points of nature in this time of year, because you've been feverishly busy with a whole bunch of really tricky leak detection jobs and the ripple effects and the ramifications of a summer season that has seen water pressure on off,
yeah.
And pipes being put under strain in many households and businesses. What can people do to mitigate the damage that sort of frequent change in water pressure causes on a whole sort of system of piping? Is there an easy or a standard fix that one can put in place?
Yeah, so what we like to do is, protect your own water security. Go chuck in a tank at home. Doesn't need to be a big tank.
Like a JoJo tank we're talking
about. Yeah, a little water tank, yeah. So it doesn't need to be big. It can be 1,000 liters. All it's doing is it's tying you over and keeping your house under pressure through that period of there being a water cut, so that you're not losing complete pressure in your property.
Okay,
so... one of the biggest issues when you lose pressure in your property is you get air into the system.
Yes.
And when the water comes back on, that air gets compressed by the water.
And you have the pipes going...
And a lot of that damage comes from that. The other thing as well is pipes expand and contract. As pressure surges, no pressure, more pressure, pipes move. May it be slight, but they still move.
Mm.
And some aged pipes are not really prepared for this movement, so they flake a little bit and you get a little pinhole prick in it, and you get a very, very slight little weep coming out of it. Now, we've in the past couple of days have taken over a couple of jobs from a couple of other guys who have tried to attempt to locate an issue, and man, oh man, do I love it.
Is that a hint of sarcasm, or do you genuinely like these tricky problems?
Absolutely love a challenge.
Really? Okay.
Love
cool.
It.
So, but it's quite cool to have that reputation as, the guy that they, the team that they call when other teams haven't been able to crack it.
Yeah, I mean, it happens. It happens to everyone. We worked through one where... Shame. Poor lady had broken open her shower. She had done, broken open shower walls, and it wasn't that. And we came to site. We spent a couple of hours on site, non-invasive whatsoever, just trying to figure out exactly where and what was happening and how the pipes were running. So a little bit of thermal tracking, a little bit of everything.
Some cool tools.
Yeah.
Some cool tech.
And... we then isolated the two ends of the pipe. We did a pressure test and we figured out, it's the hot water line that's got a little weep in it in the floor, in her bedroom, on the second story. So water going down into the kitchen. It was terrible. Kitchen units destroyed, skirting, doors, all sorts of things. And fortunately for us, with that particular installation, we were able to take the pipes from the water heater in the garage up through the roof, up on the side of the wall, into the upstairs roof, and then across and join back onto the existing piping. So all the piping that ran in the floor was just cut off and discarded.
So you diverted that section.
And we diverted that section.
You basically performed a bypass. Hey? It's like a surgeon. You just bypassed that dodgy stretch of pipe. That's amazing, though. And that's where, I suppose, years of experience and creative problem solving come to the fore, and you have to think outside the box, sometimes outside the building, and really
100%
understand how these things work.
And you know, it's something I always try put onto my staff is don't be focused in this box. Look out the box, look at different options. It could be way far, a hell of a lot far away than what you're thinking about. And you know, I can't express to you how much I enjoy the satisfaction of working through a challenging obstacle like that and getting to a conclusion and being like, well done.
Boom.
Did it.
That's what gets you out of bed in the morning.
100%.
That's so cool. And to have that genuinely satisfying moment on a regular basis, because this is what you're doing. People are calling you with problems all the time, and you're in the business of solving plumbing problems. It's got to be a really cool thing to know that you've made a difference, that you know that person's life was really being turned upside down, and now that one's done. On to the next one.
So we're busy working on another one now that we arrived to. We went and had a look at it yesterday. Got a pretty good understanding of how the pipes are running. I'm not too sure who did the plumbing in the house. It's quite artistic. And the lady to date has spent 45,000 rand with other people trying to rectify this issue. And broken up tiles, broken up this, broken up all sorts of things. But I don't believe in the right area.
Oh, snap. Okay.
So again, it's that whole thing of being methodical and meticulous about your processes of testing. We're testing waste pipes, we're testing water pipes, we're testing floors. Yes, it's focused in this area, but you know, is there a possibility it could be coming through a crack on the outside wall when it rains? Is there aircon overflow connected somewhere? So there's all sorts of things that need to be looked at. And, you know, I want to know 95% that I know where that leak is through the use of my equipment before I start breaking open. Sometimes we're not successful. So, you know, you get that 5% that comes and rears up and kicks you in the butt.
For sure.
But for me, that's 90. I want to be 95% sure that we've got this one before we start bashing and breaking like Wreck-It Ralph.
I totally appreciate what you're saying. So methodical process over plumber's intuition is you know, good first principles. You know, you go through the full checklist and have a really thorough methodical approach to doing the homework before you start bashing stuff down, just based on your kind of whim or your gut.
So 100%, there's definitely a blend of both.
Mm.
But you have the equipment for a reason.
Use it.
So you use the equipment, even though you have that little plumber inside you that's going, hey, I've been through this process in the last 20 years. We've seen a couple of weird and wonderful things. And yes, you use that intuition 100%. But you have to back up that feeling with the results from the equipment.
There you go. And because of that blended approach, I guess that's why you guys are not just surviving but thriving as a plumbing operator here on the KZN North Coast, and not just KZN North Coast, far and wide. And whether it's leaks or drain issues or geyser installations or installations of, like you say, water tanks, water storage, water security solutions in these hot, humid days we find ourselves in. And with, you know, let's be honest, water security is part of the conversation now globally. A lot of countries facing erratic water supply and, you know, creaky, bigger municipal infrastructure. Now's the time to start thinking about how you can take care of stuff at home and at work with solutions.
You know, for me, one of the things is you can go without power for a little while. You can't really go without sanitation for a little while. You know, you need to be able to flush your toilet. You need to be able to wash your hands. You need to be able to cleanse yourself. And yes, and I know there's going to be the guys that go out there that go, oh, but if you've got no power, your pump's not going to work. But You know, yes, there are going to be those odd occasions, but your water security is so important. And it doesn't need to be a big system. It literally needs to be a system to give you access to water through a critical time and make sure that you are securing your house's water piping system and making sure it's not getting put under pressure.
There you go. Thus endeth the lesson for this particular Tuesday, the 3rd of February. But if you're looking for expert assistance and guidance on that front or with any other plumbing-related emergencies or issues, you know who to call. Chapman Plumbing, my special guest Barry Chapman and his team, waiting for your call and looking forward to having another catch-up same time next week. Barry, what do you say, man?
Beautiful. Thank you so much, man.
You heard it on Radio Life and Style. Hot Fuss 8.